WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, the NFL is considering Sunday ticket offers from Disney, Apple, and Amazon. Joining us with the details is Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle, Washington. Tom, let's be clear, though, this isn't for the upcoming season because that's still going to DirecTV. This is for the following season, but we are still haven't heard a decision in this process.
Yeah, it's exactly right, Rachel. DirecTV still has the Sunday ticket for out-of-market games. And word is from other media sources that this has come down now to Amazon and Apple. Disney wanted it for ESPN, of course, but word is that corporate is just balking at the price, which is going to be something around $2 billion with a B dollars per season for the out-of-market rights to the NFL. And as you mentioned, DirecTV has it now, but they paid $1.4 billion. And that expires at the end of the coming season. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here between Amazon and Apple. DirecTV may keep a piece of it for restaurants and bars, but one of the big over-the-top streamers sounds like they're going to get it.
What do these streamers have to gain? Because let's be honest, $2 billion isn't nothing. Is this going to open the door to new subscribers who maybe don't want all that is DirecTV and can just now sort of have an a la carte option of NFL games?
Yeah, I think that's exactly. You know, it's going to be huge not having to install a dish on your house and change inputs to get NFL Sunday tickets. So I think it's one of the big things that the streamers are going to have to overcome. The reason I kind of foresee a lot of this as being sort of an intermediate technology is there's so much friction to basically change channels. This might help that a little bit. But yes, the big thing here for the Sunday ticket is to drive subs to either Prime or to Apple Plus. That's what it's for. It comes at a severe cost at $2 billion per season. And that leaves the big question, what's it going to be for consumers? How much is that going to cost? CNBC did a survey I thought was pretty interesting. Shows $150 is about the upper limit. And when you do the back of the napkin math that Brian Sullivan did on this, DirecTV has 2 million NFL ticket subs right now, but $150 a month at that price, on a $2 billion deal, Amazon would need 17 million subs just to break even. So is it a loss leader? Is it just to drive subscriptions? Good questions.
Thanks so much. Tom Lason, a media analyst based in Seattle, Washington.